Brad Fittler is with us on a Tuesday night this week. Little switcheroo with Paul Gallen. And, geez, he's looking like Ray Warren with his headset on that I can see him from his humble abode. Hello, Freddie.
Good evening, Mark.
Geez, you're looking the part tonight, bro.
Thank you. Thank you. It's a big week.
I wanted to start tonight with Anzac Day because you've been involved over many, many years as a player and also a sideline commentator for Nine's Wide World of Sports. I regard it as the most special broadcast we put together here on the Continuous Call team. Can you run me through what it's like, though, as a player, to stand in the middle for the last post, the minute silence, and then the roar of the crowd when the referee signals time on? Just describe the feelings on the day on Anzac Day.
Well, it's hard to, really. There's a build-up, and I played in the first one. And, you know, you don't know what it's going to be like. They tell you ticket sales are going to be good, and you speak to someone during the week about the Anzacs and, you know, what it meant to them to be an Anzac and what they went through. And then you go out and there's the parade and then all of a sudden the last post and the ode. And I remember the first one, a jet come hooting over at the end of all that just before kickoff. And, it's hard to explain your senses at the time because you're pumped up for a game and then all that's going on and you just got to try to really focus on the actual footy and, you know, throwing a football around and, you know, getting your tactics on. But it is so emotional. And to look at the crowd, and I played in some glorious days there too where, you know, beautiful sunny days and full grandstands, you know, red and white and the Roosters colours and it's just spectacular. It's very hard to fathom, you know. It's a real privilege because no one else gets that. This is, you know, in Sydney, this is the only game. And, you know, for the two teams to, however it come about, just to be part of the Roosters at the stage when it all started, it's just a real privilege.
And the respect that's shown by the crowd too during that minute silence shows the importance of the day to all Australians, Freddie. I mean, you can hear a pin drop when the crowd falls silent, can't you?
Well, you know, when you look around the world, what's going on now, and we're getting first-hand footage of, you know, the scenarios, whether you're talking about Ukraine or over in Gaza and these sort of places, you know what, you understand what war is like. You don't know what it's like to be standing there, get being shot at, but you can sort of see what it does to communities and countries, and it's awful. Mm. It is worst-case scenario. So, you know, at the end of the day, it's a tough old game, rugby league, but, you know, to understand what they go through and what they face, it's a small sacrifice to run out there and, you know, put your body on the line or play as hard as you can. And I've got to say, most teams, there's been very few Roosters, Dragons games that haven't lived up to the day. There have been some fantastic games on Anzac Day.
Do you find, Freddie, and I said this to Billy Slater the other day when we were recording a podcast, he's got two young kids. I find on Anzac Day when I look around the crowd and I see young kids wearing, you know, it might be granddad's war medals. I think different generations really appreciate the day, and because this is passed down through generations, we understand the importance of what the Anzacs did, what our diggers did for this country, and the role that our Defence Force personnel still play to protect the freedoms of our country. What sort of idea do you get down at ground level looking around the different generations in the crowd?
It's a bit sad sometimes. I think it sort of comes in and out of popularity, doesn't it? There's been times when we don't celebrate as much our war heroes or recognise what they've done, but then all of a sudden, I think the fact that we get a really good idea what's going on and what happens in wars, and people start to go, well, you know what? I'm glad I'm not over there. Mm. So the one thing I can do is respect what these people have done for us to give me the luxury of a bit of freedom. So I think at the moment, I think it's very intense, the feeling for what people have gone through. So, you know, watching kids, their reaction to, you know, there's a few tanks that go around, there's horses out there, there's all sorts of stuff going on. So, you know, watching kids looking up at, you know, these old men either in wheelchairs or getting led along and, you know, just with a chest full of, medals and stuff to say that, you know what, they've been part of it and they've been in the middle of it. It's a really good way to get the balance between all the generations.
And a really fascinating conversation you had with Andrew Johns and Billy on the Sunday Footy Show in the award-winning Turn It Up segment with Heston Russell, who's been in the news lately with some court battles that he's won. But just to listen to him talk about his experience at war and, you know, the fact that it's a great way to end the day, Anzac Day, by going along to the footy, because that's the entertainment that they need at the end of what is a very sombre day.
Yeah, well, it's got to go over and do what you do, it's got to be for something. You know, you've got to be able to come back and it's got to be for something, for a good way of life. And I think it was incredible the way he expressed what it was like going over there, what it's like being a veteran, what it's like actually being in the next part of the process of, you know, he's got his own veteran games going at the moment, and what it's like to the mind games and the head games that you go through, and what it's like actually to be someone who's in charge and was actually gay at the time and then come home and then, you know, like he was very... you know, the way he was able to detail his thoughts was incredible. And a lot of people have spoke to me about the interview on Turn It Up. But, yeah, he was quite impressive. He's going to come down to the sideline. So I'm going to sit on the sideline with him and, you know, I'll sit during especially the pre-game and, you know, just get as much information, listen as much as I can, because it's the one thing you don't really do. You know, you can sort of comment on a lot of things, but it's very hard to comment on what it's actually like to be over there in war as a serviceman or servicewoman if you haven't been there. It's impossible to comment. So I look forward to seeing his reaction. I sat last year with Damien Tomlinson. He sat on the sideline with me. He's had both legs blown off. And, you know, he's a great fella, loves the footy, and I love listening to him talk about when he went over and, you know, how hard it is to deal with normal life when you get back. And I thought Heston Russell was awesome at explaining that. And very similar to football. There's, you're in a group of men and you're motivated and you're on a rush and you've got a charter to do. There's something to do and you're highly motivated. And then when you get home, you don't have that same sort of stimulating. So they need our help at the moment. And I think, of course, people are opening up more. And given he was talking about like the suicide rate, he's lost more mates to suicide than he has, you know, in battle.
Yeah.
And that itself says that we're mostly not doing enough.
Yeah, absolutely. And we've got this Royal Commission on as we speak involving the likes of Nick Caldas, who's a very well-respected former police officer in New South Wales. They need to be looked after. They need to be given the respect that they deserve, given what they've done for this country. And obviously, if this conversation brings up some memories or you need to reach out and speak to somebody, 13 11 14 is that number for Lifeline, 13 11 14. And later in the show, we'll check in with the Warriors because they're hosting an Anzac Day game for the first time in New Zealand, and their boss has organised the most incredible commemorations prior to kickoff involving, I think he said, 150 New Zealand Defence Force personnel. So Cameron George will tell us more about that later in the program.